We know that St. Paul himself was watched 24/7 by Frumentare during the reign of Nero while he awaited trial in Rome. A historian in Amsterdam, Thijs Vasculen, has argued persuasively that St. Paul was actually a Roman spy sent to infiltrate and destroy the Christians. According to this view, Saul of Tarsus, a tent maker, was a Jew with Roman citizenship, a Pharisee whose primary mission was to play the Jews and Christians off against one another. Vasquilin argues that much of the content of Paul's teachings was a deliberate Roman adaptation and rewriting of Christianity to use as an ideological weapon against the Christians. Paul was on his way to Damascus to hunt and persecute the followers of Jesus when he experienced a powerful conversion experience that transformed him from an enemy of Christianity to one of its greatest proselytizers. Paul was martyred in 68 AD, executed by the Romans for embracing those same Christian beliefs he was meant to crush. Unlike the Frumentare, who were usually in uniform, the Roman Empire also had general agents, agente in rebus, a counterintelligence force who were largely civilian plainclothes informants. They fell under the command of the master of office, who in effect became the master of Roman intelligence. Their actions were coordinated with those of other intelligence agents by the imperial privy council or consistory. Much more numerous, there were as many as 1,200 general agents compared to an estimated 800 frumentare. When Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire during the reign of Theodosius between 279 and 295 AD, the general agents changed their main occupation from infiltrating and persecuting Christian groups to the vigorous persecution of heretics. Inevitably, the Secret Service role of the Frumentare became widely known and deeply resented. Seeking to curry popular support, Emperor Diocletian did away with the Frumentare altogether in the 3rd century AD and replaced them with the Notare, imperial secretaries who also served as spies. Adam Silverstein has noted that these new agents came to be as ruly and as despised as the Frumentare had ever been, and many contemporary observers were unable to detect any real difference between the old and the new. Their information came typically from their responsibilities in the postal system, as well as from their intimate knowledge of the affairs of the consistory, the privy council of the Roman emperors that their job required. The Notare gradually also became a quasi-secret police within the Roman Empire. The 6th-century historian Procopius noted in his Secret History, "The earlier emperors, in order to gain the most speedy information concerning the movements of the enemy in each territory, seditions or unforeseen accidents in individual towns, and the actions of the governors and other officials in all parts of the empire, and also in order that those who conveyed the yearly tribute might do so without danger or delay, had established a rapid service of public couriers." Among the most notorious notare was Paul the Chain, who informed against the friends of Gallus Caesar, the Roman emperor between 351 and 354 AD. Paul was also responsible for keeping Constantius II informed of alleged plots against him by followers of General Sevanus. In conclusion, as we have seen, Roman covert intelligence was largely domestic and not foreign. Initially created as an early warning system to guard against enemy attacks at Roman borders in the late 3rd century BCE, the growth and stabilization of the Roman Empire gradually transformed Roman intelligence services into a secret police force focused on the protection of the Roman emperors against constant internal plots and intrigues. As such, the system largely failed, which is reflected by the fact that the vast majority of Roman emperors, over 75%, were assassinated. Their average reign was a mere 3 years. As old alliances decayed and new ones were formed, the intelligence services became a mechanism for overthrowing the emperor far more often than they stymied internal plots against the crown. The Roman intelligence services were renowned for their brutality, a factor that helped to accelerate the decay of support for one emperor after another.
This ends Lecture 3. Remember to visit this course's website at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll find additional information about the lectures you've just heard. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.